People, welcome to another episode of the Strategically Regulars Podcast. I am your host, Jay Brown, aka your favorite foster dad, aka Mr. 710, and we are glad that you are joining us once again. Let's go ahead and start off by saying Happy New Year to everybody. This is probably the last day that you should be saying it out loud to people. I don't care if you ain't seen them since last year. This should probably be about it. What y'all think? Think this is it. This is the last day. It's the 8th. We more than a weekend. So if you ain't said Happy New Year to the people that you gonna say Happy New Year to, at this point, it's what up? And it's over with. How you doing? How your family doing? Did you have a good holidays? Happy New Year's is over. But yo, check this out, yo. We got one of them shows for y'all today. I know the national championship game is on right now and whatnot, but we ain't worried about that. We're gonna talk this madness. We're gonna talk about this madness. Go ahead and get some of this stuff squared away right quick. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's in the chat room right now. We appreciate you. I hope everything is going well. Hope your family and everybody had a good and safe holiday. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in via Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live. Here we out here. As well as, if you're listening via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, however it is that you listen, thank you. Rate us 5 stars and go ahead and comment. If there's something that you want to hear me talk about, let me know. I respond. I respond to pretty much everything. Yeah! On tonight's show, we're going to talk about a couple of learned behaviors. We're going to talk about Cat Williams a little bit, and we're going to talk about this Miami Mall incident, which is wild to me. And we got a lot of other stuff that we're going to touch on. Like I said, it's the first day back, first show of the new year, so we want to get it popped off like we always do, but bigger and better. And so, man. You know what? I feel like this is going to be a catch-up show, right? Because it's actually been 2 weeks since I've been on, and, you know, way too much stuff has happened. Like, way too much stuff has happened since the last time that I got a chance to talk to y'all. And I've been kind of sitting up here like, damn, you know, Christmas being on Monday, New Year's being on Monday, and I probably could have went ahead and did the show on New Year's, but I want to let y'all enjoy that first day of 2024. That's all. But before the new year rolled around, yo, TD Jakes was out here. TD Jakes was out here looking bad for my boy for a minute. And I had to hit up some of my friends like, hey, I still go to his church. They'll still be out there at the church at the Potter's house, hanging out in the back. I was wondering that. Is people still gonna go? Is this not my preacher up at them Diddy parties? Not mine. Not my preacher. Cause you know us. And when it comes to our religion. It don't matter what it's about. If somebody feeling real strongly about it, that ain't my president. That ain't my president. That ain't my pastor. That ain't my king. That ain't my goal. Depending on who you cheering for, whether it's LeBron James or Michael Jordan. I'm gonna see something real quick. Give me 1 second. Are they tripping? But anyway, Like I said, I'm trying to do this and look at something at the same time, and it's not really working out for me. And so, yeah, I got a screen in front of me that's tripping. Let's see. Is it paused? No, it ain't paused. All right, so yeah, let's keep rocking and rolling. You know, Morse call was tripping for a second, but we straight. But look, yeah. And so, some of the stuff that was being put out, yeah. Like, power bottom is still crazy to me. Like, I ain't never heard that before. Like, I'm pretty sure that if you weren't familiar with that community and those get downs, folks had to go Google. What is a power bottom? Like, you don't want to ask. You don't want to ask your phone. You don't want to ask Alexa out loud or nothing like that. You just kind of Googled it on your own. And then here's the bad part. This is the messed up part about Googling stuff that you don't know. Google gonna say that to your algorithm and show you power bottom stuff. Come on, man. You know it don't take much. All you gotta do is talk about it too loud. You talk about it too loud. You think about it too hard, like, damn, you know what? I really need some new silverware. You know what happens when you be at your home page on your phone and you swipe right to kind of get that random feed of stuff? Silverware is going to be on there. And quite possibly, power bottoms. Not power tools. Power bottoms. Because you looked it up. That's the only thing about looking up stuff. You look up a... You like too many vacation spots on some of these social media sites. And they gonna show you some vacations. You gonna be thinking about, you know what, I ain't been there in a long time. Next thing you know, you're gonna be flooded with Cancun. You're gonna be flooded with all kind of DR trips, 6 nights and 8 days. They just be making a weird ass number. 6 nights and 8 days at Punta Cana for $49 down and $100 total. You and somebody else. Flights included. Your ass is gonna be on a rowboat hanging out. They gonna get you there on a rowboat. And then you're going to be staying under a tent. All inclusive, all the water and the sand you can handle. That's how they're going to do you. Y'all got to stay away from those things, man. This shit crazy. That is crazy. But you know what? So back to, I got off track, which I tend to do a lot. Back to the TD Jakes thing. And so, yeah, you have people that kind of look at it. And it's like, wow, you know what? They see it, and then it's kind of like we, you know, our community, we gonna make fun of it for a minute. And then it's like, all right. I mean, if that's what you into, that's just what you into. We have a very, we gonna talk about your ass, but we accept a whole lot of stuff. As African American community, as the Black community, accept a whole lot of stuff. We gonna let you be who you are, but if you was trying to hide it from us, we gonna roast you for a second, and then be like, "Oh, go ahead and go back. Go ahead and do your thing. Power bottom it up." This is kind of how it works out. Like, yeah. People been kind of holding on to this art kind of thing for a long time. That's irresponsible. But folks will listen to this music now. They'll turn it on. They just won't They just got to mind the company that they turn it on in front of. Like, I can't listen to R. Kelly music with the little baby girls in the house. Like, if they in there, I feel like he's singing to them. But I listen to it by myself because he ain't singing to me. He ain't trying to go half on no baby with me. And my baby girl, that's something totally different. I don't know about all that. I gotta cut that out. We can't listen to him while that's going on. At least nothing sexual. We can listen to some of the dance songs. Christmas Will Be Steppin'. The Steppin' song, you can play that. We ain't trying to do it to nobody on those songs. Unless I'm missing some innuendos. But before I get on, I'm talking about baby girls. This show is brought to you by the 710 Print Shop. But we got new apparel dropping almost every day. Almost every day we dropping some new stuff in the new year. Like I got some new stuff that just dropped today. I'm gonna go ahead and post it. When I get off of here, we got the bundle for the airport hoodie and shirt combo. So go ahead and look at that. Flight 710 is the promo code to get that bundle. You get the hoodie, you get the shirt 40% off. The 710 Print Shop, apparel that speaks for itself. Hey, got a lot of words. Not a lot of graphics, but the words be dope. But yeah, speaking of the girls, over these last 2 weeks, you know how you see something and then you be like, yo, wait, where'd you learn that? And so the girls that we have right now, they're 1 and 2. And we be like, where'd you learn that? Because they ain't been on this earth that long to be out here picking up a ton of horrible habits. But they've been out here though. I know that they done seen some things. And so, you know, we turn around and we kind of looking at this situation like, all right, y'all done seen some things. Y'all know, we know you learning at a rapid pace. But the oldest girl, like we tell them to stop putting stuff in their mouth all the time. But we just tell them, stop putting stuff in your mouth. And there's a time where, you know, the youngest one, she likes to suck her thumb, and I go ahead and whoosh, swipe that thumb right on out. Whoosh. Whoosh. She has something in her mouth, whoosh, and with the one finger swipe. Listen, the oldest girl had a doll on the table and was like, stop putting stuff in your mouth. Stop putting it in your mouth. And I'm like, where you learn that at? Because we don't hit y'all. We don't be going upside y'all head like that. Like, it was real aggressive. It was almost disturbing. You like, hey. I found myself protecting this doll that can't feel nothing. The little mom was beating the shit out of her. I was like, yo, I'm getting ready to call D-backs on you. I'm about to call them folks on you. You dumping them out this baby stroller and beating them all upside the head. And you know, it's normal. It's normal for a baby to carry a doll by its arm or even drag it. It is not normal to take it out the stroller, dump it out the stroller and beat on it. I'm like, hey, we're going to have a talk about this because we don't be doing this. We need to figure out your parenting skills and kind of set them back to their factory settings because this right here ain't working. This right here ain't working at all. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Not one damn bit. We're not gonna have you beating on your kids like that. So you don't see this here. So we ain't doing it. It's over with. To look at something like that, and it's probably a learned behavior. Probably a learned behavior. It's probably something that they've seen. And it was like, you know what? This is what we're supposed to do. And now, I don't know what she was debating. It ain't like the dog had anything in his mouth because it's a dog. But the level of reprimanding that was taking place was epic. Oh, it was epic. Like, she was going to town. She was going to work. I ain't like it. My wife didn't like it neither. We was both kind of looking at her like, what is this? What is this? This is crazy. You can't do that. You can't do that. You know what? I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about stuff that you can't go cheap on. And they had talked about one thing, and it was Band-Aids, and I was like, you know what? Y'all show right. You cannot go cheap on Band-Aids. You go cheap on some Band-Aids, they're going to fall off. I don't care where you put it. I don't care how tight you wrap it or how much hair it's on. Or if it's on bare skin, if it's on your regular skin. Them cheap Band-Aids don't even stick to your hair. Like, they don't stick to nothing. Them cheap Band-Aids, you gotta wrap it up. You gotta put a Band-Aid on and a wrap. And you got a sore right here, you might as well go ahead and put a wristband over your Band-Aid. Be out here like Reggie Miller. Like, cheap Band-Aids ain't worth a damn. I don't even know if the cheap Band-Aids got the little medicine in that little padded part. I feel like the good ones got a little medicine in the padded part. So when you take the Band-Aid off after a while, it had that little, it looked like it got that little white around it, like it's been healing some. You feel good about that. Them cheap Band-Aids, you just look down and it's gone. It's so out here raw dogging, catching all the germs. Like, you're supposed to let your little wounds get some air, but I don't know about this air. This new air is contaminated. Raw dogging this new air in any kind of situation is you taking a risk. You are taking a huge risk. But you can't go cheap on Band-Aids. You can't go cheap on, like, going cheap on toilet paper is reckless. Now, it's reckless and damn near criminal. Because you at least got to care about your booty. you don't care about your booty? If you don't care about your booty, care about your nose. Those are two places where people primarily use tissue. Like, that's how we get down. On your ass and in your nose. Hopefully not both at the same time. But you go out here and get one ply if you want to. And you're going to be towed out. One ply just never seems to be right. Like, you roll off too much, now I feel like, this is wasteful. And if you don't roll off enough, it's going to be an issue. You're going to have to wash your hands twice. Not just the one time. Twice. Look, you trying to go grocery shopping and you trying to go cheap? You know, that's one thing to get off-brand stuff. Marshmallow Treasures instead of Lucky Charms. Fruity O's instead of Fruit Loops. But when you go cheaper than the off-brand and start digging into those manager specials, you about to have a problem. Soon as you pick it up, it ain't special no more. All that stuff is about to die. You go get a manager special Twix, and if you take more than a day to eat it, that Twix is gonna be light skin all the way through, and that caramel gonna be hard as shit. Gonna be the worst Twix you ever had. The manager knows now who I don't know what manager and what made it special outside of it being 38 cents. But if you pay 38 cents for a king size Twix, you need to eat it in a store and take the package up there and just have them ring it out. Because otherwise, that candy ain't gonna be worth a damn by the time you get it home. Also, I just don't. Yeah, those manager specials is crazy. And then, you know, you don't wanna go cheap on. I have one more thing, and it is slipping my mind. But people don't go cheap on travel. That's the one thing, like, if people be like, yo, Jay, you be doing a lot of traveling and doing and all this other stuff, man. I was like, that's all I spend money on. And bowling. And I don't even ball out like that when it comes to bowling. But when it comes to travel, my wife and I, we ain't staying in no inside cabin rooms when we go on cruises. If we got to stay in the inside cabin room, we ain't going. The first cruise that we went on, I felt like we slept twice as much as any other cruise that we have been on together. Like combined, like we were just sleeping. You get in that inside cabin room, and it's just whatever time it is. It's almost like being in a casino. It's whatever time it is. It's whatever time it's gonna be. You gotta set an alarm. It ain't no sunlight that's gonna wake you up. You just hope to hear other people walking in the hallway. You're like, oh, it must be time to get up. Can't go cheap on travel. You might go cheap flying to get where you're going. But I've also been made aware of is once you fly first class, you ain't going back to economy. You ain't flying no airlines that ain't got it. At all. They could put a couch on Spirit and you ain't getting it. You ain't sitting in that first seat. They be like, you can lay down. Mm-mm, I ain't laying down on Spirit. I bet I won't. No, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that at all. Putting the couch on the plane is crazy. That is crazy. You know what else is crazy? Is now the show is about to take a turn it's gonna get sad here for a second, then I'm gonna bring it back up before we get on up out of here. But listen, let me tell you this. I read this story since the time that we had been gone, that there was a lady, and I believe it was in Ohio. Let me see if I'm make sure I got my story right. But there was a lady in Ohio that got arrested for abuse to a corpse. And now, here's the thing. She was in Ohio. Ohio woman charged with abuse of a corpse after suffering a miscarriage at home. You catch a charge because you have a miscarriage? Wow. Now, all right. I have heard of people trying to induce miscarriages because they don't want to have it because it's been too late. But after a certain period of time, after the baby has formed enough that it will be considered a miscarriage, You can tell. Doctors can tell. They can tell if you was out here just hitting yourself in the stomach or any kind of shit like that, or you fell down the stairs, or you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm just riding roller coasters to, you know, make my fetus dizzy. This lady had her water broke too early. They said that this baby was the doctor said, because what she got arrested for was she tried to flush the fetus down the toilet. And they were saying that she tried to discard of this baby in an irresponsible way that did not show that she cared. And I'm just paraphrasing right there. But, the issue isn't about how the kid died. When the child died, it's the fact that the baby was put into a toilet large enough to clog up a toilet, left in that toilet, and she went on with her day. They believe that Watts, is the lady's last name, discarded the fetus in a way that showed little regard. This was per ball alert. And I got to thinking, like, yo, if ladies can't have miscarriages, or, like, I don't know what to do. I would have no idea what to do. If my wife got pregnant and had a miscarriage, she was just sitting on the toilet, and you know, most of the time, I'm going to just roast ladies in general because they sit down not knowing what's going to come out. They know what they might feel in the moment that made them go to the bathroom. Like, oh, I had to pee. Oh, next thing you know, here comes some boo-boo. I get it. Surprise. But if your water break and you're like, hey, and the baby come out and it ain't time yet, I don't know what you're supposed to do. The baby probably came out way too early. Wasn't crying or nothing. So she was like, hey, maybe I'm gonna flush it down the toilet. I don't know what to do. I'm sure it had an umbilical cord, I'm thinking. But I don't know. I don't know what the process is. I'm thinking that it should have. Maybe. But they didn't like that she flushed it and it got clogged. And she just was like, all right then, I guess I'm gonna go to the mall. Got some Christmas shopping to do. I get them being mad about that. But I also don't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like, hey, you take it to the doctor? Probably. You probably should take it to the doctor. Can you help my baby that's still in a little ball? The doctor that did the autopsy said it was a non-viable fetus. It was not a viable fetus, which means that when it came out, it was probably already gone. I don't know. I found it interesting to me because there was nothing that she could do outside of not putting it in the toilet. And right now, I think they said that she was facing a year in prison. And a $2,500 fine, like, that's a lot. You tell that story in jail, they're going to be like, well, what were you supposed to do? I think Brenda, from Brenda Got a Baby, threw her baby in the trash. And it came out okay. Probably get locked up for that too. I don't know. This one was dead. You got corpse abuse. That's wild. That is wild. I'm not sure, but that's a weird law. It's a weird law. I don't know how I feel about that. I should have an opinion, but I don't. I feel like it's a weird law. I feel like it's a lot. Like, I don't think she need jail. She probably need education. Some kind of therapy and counseling in order to deal with these things. Because I've been made aware that miscarriages suck. And for you to have an event that sucked, that you didn't necessarily, and we just gonna assume that she didn't have control over. And then to turn around and get punished because you didn't deal with said whack ass event in the way that the law deemed that you should have, but I don't know if you necessarily get classes. Like, I don't know if that's in the prenatal training. I don't have kids of my own, so I don't know what all is said in that prenatal training or counseling or whatever it is that they need to do. That, hey, and just in case your water break too early and you have a miscarriage, this is what you should do in Ohio. It might be different somewhere else. I don't know. I have no idea. No idea what to do in Ohio. No idea what to do about this situation that happened in Florida on New Year's Day. What I do know is that for our anniversary cruise, the place down in South Beach, Miami, Bayside Mall, my wife and I, we went there. Went and hung out, spent some time out there, and took a millionaire, the Millionaire Row Sunset Beach Cruise. We did that. Had a good time, hung out there. It's a real nice, right, nice little area. And that's probably why this situation is kind of resonating with me, because, yeah, there were a ton of people out there. There were a ton of people out there. A nice little area. But when they started talking about, yeah, we've seen beings that ain't us. I'm gonna try to talk around it a little bit, just so that, you know, if anybody's listening, don't, you know, algorithms be tripping. Yeah, they said they saw beings that wasn't us. That was different. And there's all these stories. But here's the thing that was crazy. All right, first story: kids shooting off fireworks in the mall area, and they thought, according to police, they thought that it might have been an active shooter. Just nobody said anything about there being an active shooter out loud, allegedly. And since I'm just talking around this for entertainment purposes, allegedly. And this is what they said. But did you see them? If you seen the video of this little aerial shot of, it looked like it was at least 70. Every police car in South Beach, Miami was down there. Ain't nobody down there for fireworks. Nobody ain't that many down there for four or five kids fighting. It don't take that many. It was a lot. There were police all up and down the street, like all over the place. And this is what they told us. Now, the last time I saw that many police in that area in Miami is in Bad Boys 3 when Mike Lowry got shot. Mike Lowry got shot. They emptied the force. Come on, go get him. We have zero reports of anybody getting shot, anybody getting beat up, anybody. They said they've charged some teens. Four kids that have gotten charged. Four? And it was 70 police cars out there? All right, dear. You can tell us what you want to tell us. And I don't know what to believe because I wasn't there. But what I do know is that when you see a whole bunch of police cars, like a whole bunch of them, like a lot of them, something happened. Something happened. Now they said they saw these beings, but ain't nobody got. I ain't seen no legit footage, but what I will say is, hey, there's a lot of damn police cars. There's people running. And I ain't hear no pop, 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 pop. Folks be recording. You know, folks will be recording when the gun is aimed at them. They be like, oh, these folks about to shoot. Pop, 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 pop. Folks record everything. Hey, listen. If it is what some of these conspiracy theorists say it is, that is wild. And, you know, all the Men in Black stories and all all the Men in Black movies and whatnot, where they talking about, hey, we are not alone. Suddenly gets just a little bit more believable. Just a little bit. Not a lot. Just a little bit. Enough to be like, that's odd. And so you want to look into it. So, speaking of odd and looking into stuff more, I'm going to end with Cat Williams, y'all. And now, I mean, it's been talked about for a strong 4 or 5 days now. The interview that Cat Williams did on Shannon Sharpe's podcast, Club Shay Shay, has gotten over 32 million views in 5 days. That's crazy. In which Cat Williams went on and pulled the 50 Cent move, the How to Rob. And if you've ever heard How to Rob, 50 Cent came on, when he came on the scene, he roasted everybody. Nobody was, R&B singers and everybody caught some shrapnel on How to Rob. And I know, here's what I know. There were three people that was more happy than anybody. There's a whole bunch of people sitting back and laughing. But there's three people, and probably more than that, that was super excited that this Cat Williams got on and did what he did and said what he said. That one, we talked about it earlier, T.D. Jakes was excited. He was like, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for Brother Cat Williams. Because nobody is talking about swallowed up anymore right now, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Because Brother Cat saved him." And then on top of that, Diddy. Diddy's like, hey, thank you, Cat. They ain't talking about me no more. And if they've already released the Jeffrey Epstein list Everybody that might be on it is excited because they like, yes! Black Twitter is talking about Cat Williams, and so they not looking at this list trying to roast us and see who they can get canceled. Because apparently it was supposed to come out. Everybody was going to Epstein Island. Also, did y'all see that Oprah failed the other day? That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But yeah, so if you've been under a rock, Cat Williams goes on Club Shay Shay and annihilates everybody. Not just comedians, but actors too. And I know, like Jonathan Majors is sitting over there minding his business, still catching his breath after running away from that white lady. And he was like, wait, why is he talking about my nose and my head and my jaws? I didn't do nothing to him. I ain't say nothing about him. Why is he calling me ugly for no reason? I didn't say nothing about him. Did he not see Creed 3 knock him out? What is going on? Like, he like, yo, I'm just getting blasted every kind of way. That Jonathan Majors getting roasted was, I know he wasn't expecting that. He was like, whoa. Bro, like, I'm just sitting over here trying to catch my breath. Y'all done already took Kang the Conqueror from me. I'm not going to be able to be in Creed 4. And now here he is over here talking about me. It's funny. What's funny is like all of these, the people who had stuff said about them, some of them responded. Fat Faze on Lie, hilarious. He been responding since. Now he ain't refuted nothing, but he been responding. He was like, I'ma just clap back. I don't know if Faze I love as a comedian. I've never went to go see any of his stand-up. But he was funny in Money Talks when he had his shirt off in jail. But that was like four lines. Faze I was funny on Friday. Big Worm. Then like Steve Harvey just sitting over on the sideline like, hey, didn't you already get him? He was holding on to that Cedric the Entertainer stuff. It was just in the clip. Ricky Smiley, too. It was just been in the clip for all this time. Like, all of these things that he was saying, like, yes, I believe that there's always a reason for somebody to go on a show and do what he did. I ain't saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that it's a reason. Whether he's promoting the Dark Matter tour that's supposed to be dropping on Netflix in about 8 days. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Y'all gonna watch it. I don't know about World War III, but yeah, we're gonna watch it. We're gonna check it out because we're gonna look at it as, hey, it's probably gonna be worse when he does, like when you see the stand up, like whatever it is that he talk about. He was in rare form on Club Shay Shay, and if you listen early, he was like, Shannon said, man, when you called me to come up here, man, you know I had to say, yeah. You know I had to say, yeah. I get it. What he did not know, he couldn't have had no idea. Well, he said 30 minutes before they started that cat was just going in. Like, he should have started it 30 minutes earlier. And it would have been some of the off-camera stuff that was worse. Like, they went in there, and I'm talking about 2.5 hours just going, boom, 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 boom. Now, some of it got repeated, but hey, you sat there, you watched that whole damn thing. It was like, Cat had a lot on his chest that he had to get off. He didn't need Shannon for that. But Shannon showing up said, thank you. I appreciate it. Cat could have came on here and said those things, and it would have still went buck wild. And don't nobody know me. I mean, you know, a few people. But yeah, don't nobody know me like Shannon Sharp. I'm crazy. Super crazy. But I'm waiting for, it's a whole bunch of people that say, yeah, you know, they defending some stuff. They trying to chop down some of the other stuff. Like, ain't no way this old, ain't no way he run a 4.3. He said a sub 4.3. And I'm like, sub 4.3 is crazy. So you mean to tell me that you faster than Tyreek Hill right now? I'm not going to subscribe to that one, Cat. You dope. You funny as hell. I can't subscribe to that one. You're not funnier than Tyreek Hill. I mean, you're not faster than Tyreek Hill. If I stretch and get in a little bit better shape, I don't know. I'm not putting up no money, but I'd say I could probably get Ken. He ain't just gonna dust me now. He ain't gonna just dust me. But four something is crazy. And I know he just put up a video where there was somebody holding the phone when he got down running and said swoosh. I don't know how far that was that he was running, and I'm not here to refute if it was a whole 40 yards, but when fam showed the 4.47 seconds, I was just like, we don't know when you started this timer, and we don't know how far he ran. He ran the basketball court. I could run a basketball court in 4 seconds. We had to do that back in high school. Like, yeah, we had to do down and backs in less than 10. You run a basketball court, you can do that. That can be done. That can be done. Now, granted, he is 50. Oh, in his 50s. Shout out to that. You still running as fast as you can run in your 50s. I got to give you major props. Because I don't remember the last time that I've ran as fast as I could. I'm scared I'm going to die if I do that. I just had a buddy pop his Achilles this weekend. I'm like, yo, whoa. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That was the one thing I was always scared of, was getting hurt. And so, yeah, I'm not doing that one. He can have it. Reading 3,000 books a day, I mean, a year, okay. Ain't nobody said that they was long novels. They ain't have to be long novels. They could have been, I don't know, Jehovah's Witness pamphlets. If you want to count it, you can count it. Highlight books. Y'all remember highlight books? I used to go to the doctor's office, find them highlight books, and find all the secretly hidden things in that little picture. Like I said, find the hidden things. I would go in there and find it. I ruin it. Everybody else, give me a pen, ma. Let me get that. But look, man, it's the end of the end of the college football season. Tonight, it is the end of the NFL regular season. My team is out. Damn, And now we about to have basketball. And my team is bad. We'll be alright though. Shout out to the Chicago Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks. Alright, they hurt my young gun, Connor Bedard. But yeah, we wanna give a shout out to all of them. And the Cubs as well. So Cubs, Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, shout out to all y'all. And look, good people. I know most of y'all have thrown all your resolutions on out the window already. That's fine. You weren't going to do it anyway. But here's what you do. Set some small goals. Knock those out. And then get back to your bigger goals. And so, good people, I appreciate you tuning in. Until next time. Oh, before I get out of here, go to the www.the710printshop. That's www.the710printshop.com. That's COM. Get you some shirts. This is going to be the year of fashion. You don't want to be left behind. I don't have this unmatched hustle on there right now, but it's dope for me. But I've been hustling. If you're traveling, get you the... My airport shirt is Fly AF. My airport hoodie, Fly AF. When you wear it in the airport, you're going to have people walk up to you and thank you for your service. Just say, you're welcome. Don't try to explain to them that AF does not mean Air Force, Air Freight, or anything like that. Just say thank you and keep it moving. They liked your shirt. You in the TSA line, if you in pre-check or whatever, and you have somebody look at your shirt and they give you that. I like that. Cool. Tell them where you got it from. The710printshop.com. They can order their own. I got all sizes up to about 3X. All sizes. So order today. Until next time, good people. Y'all stay safe out in these streets. These folks are here. We are not alone. I'm out. End the recording. End it. Do it.